Hi, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
And you're listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
We were talking about fireworks and the close calls that happen. Hearing your stories, 280-1025. Of course, we don't want to... Real bad.
No, I mean not.
But it does seem it's one of those things that you hear these two stupid stories and then you go, well,
right.
It's I wonder why they were ever illegal.
Huh? That's a lot of stories to end with. And whew.
Cindy on the phone from Altoona. Now, this happened when you lived near Okoboji, right?
Well, a little town just south of there, about 800 people.
Okay, and so what happened with the fireworks?
Well, It wasn't what happened, it's what could have happened.
Okay.
And we had a barbecue and had a few beers and a barbecue, a bunch of friends over, and one of our couples brought a ton of fireworks. And this was in the, I want to say, mid-90s when everything was illegal.
Sure, yeah.
So after the barbecue, we decided to shoot off the fireworks. And we lived right on Highway 71. Uh-huh. So we sat outside on the driveway and shot fireworks for about 45 minutes over the highway. And as all this is going on, I'm looking around and I see the fire chief, the mayor, the city clerk. I was on the city council at the time, plus I was a paramedic and a firefighter. And we just, and then I'm looking and I'm like, well, there's the sheriff, and they're all at my house, and all I could think of was being the headlines of the Des Moines Register in the morning of us all being arrested. It would have made it...
That's a who's who of who shouldn't have been there.
That's right.
We should not have done it at all. We should have been smarter.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Sure, absolutely.
And the cars were pulling off the highway on their way up to Okoboji to see the fireworks up there. They were watching ours.
You put on a show.
Entertainment. Good for you.
We put on a good show.
All right. You have a great day. Appreciate the call. Happy 4th.
Okay.
Helen on the phone now from West Des Moines. What happened, Helen?
Okay. So in college, my sorority had a big party. Like, all the guys showed up. And, yeah, a few of us decided to get up on the roof. It just... was that wild of a party.
Yeah, right.
From across the way, we see our friends on the top of their roof, and we decide, since we're all on roofs, we are going to have a firework fight.
Jeez.
Brilliant idea.
I mean, saying it sounds stupid, but at the time, it sounded like a good idea.
Yeah, it kind of still sounds fun.
But it was not a good idea, not at all. My friend took a bottle rocket to the shoulder.
She didn't get hurt too bad, did she?
I mean, it wasn't so bad.
Okay.
I mean,
all right. So, okay, you didn't burn the house down and no serious injuries, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, well, thanks for the call, Helen. You have a good day.
You've been listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
If you haven't already, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast.
Join us tomorrow for more of the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.